greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV. Glad to have you here. We got a great program. We are in the Festival of the Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths, as the Bible would describe it. And as Peter told the Messiah upon the mountain in 17 Matthew, it's good for us to be here. Let us make you a booth. Let us make one for Moses. Let's make one for Elijah. Well, we're making a booth in our heart by obedience to the command, showing up for the Festival of Tabernacles. A lot of people can't take the time out of their busy life to actually worship Yahweh in spirit and truth. Yahweh is a spirit, and seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, there's also an identification mark that we would like to bring to you tonight concerning the entrance into the booth. Now, a lot of people stand outside just looking in. But for those of you who have put on the whole armor, those that have paid the price to wear the crown, those that have the truth marked in their forehead, we're going to tell you exactly what a mark means. Now, I've told you before that you must have a mark to enter the kingdom. A lot of people are scared of the mark. They don't want to take the mark. But the Bible doesn't tell you that you're going to take the mark irregardless of where you stand, and the mark that you're going to take may be the very mark that would save you. Now, what do we mean by that? By everybody concentrating on the mark of the beast, there is a mark of the king. That's the mark you got to have. Now, if you look in the Bible in its definition, the abbreviation, if you would go to Strong's number, 8034, Shem, it's a primitive word from 7660 through the ideal of the definite and conspicuous position of as an affiliation, as a mark, or memorial of individuality, by implication, honor, authority, and character, face, renown, and report. Now, as you can see from the above definition that I just gave you, Yahweh's name not only represents His character, but the name is also His mark. Now, everybody is required to leave their mark on any important document. That means sign your name. Mark here, as indicated, meaning an X. If you couldn't write in the old days, you just put an X. And then someone who could write your name, legible, would write it below, and your X mark was your signature. Well, Shem is a primitive word meaning, perhaps, the ideal of a conspicuous position, or as an affiliation of a mark or a memorial of an individuality. In other words, Yahweh has captured you if you're His and placed His mark upon you. Now, how do you get His mark? Well, His mark is the number of His name. Just like there is a name, if you will, of the beast. There is a name that the beast is described under as a name of blasphemy. Now, if there's a name of joy, if there's a name of power, if there's a name of desire, then there's a purpose for this name, and you're going to have to receive His mark. Now, His mark is in your forehead. I'm going to prove that, that if you've got the true mark, that name will be found in your forehead. If you've got the false mark of the beast, that name also will be found in your forehead. Now, how do we find the name of the beast? How do we find the name of the beast recorded? Well, we have to go to the Bible for the record of the name of the mark of the beast of falsehood to compare against the name or the mark, the shem, of the righteous name of the Creator. Everybody fears the mark of the beast. But you must also get prepared to have the mark of the Father. Now, His mark is His name. I'm going to ask you a question. How many tonight listening in to Pastor Buddy here at the King's Gate Inn, where we are in the midst, if you will, almost, of the Feast of Tabernacles? Many people have come, camped out. Some are staying in hotels. And we are all fellowshipping here together. We just got off the old-fashioned altar that was built by the men of Israel here, and the ladies, here at the festival site of our feast. Now, we are asking you how to receive the mark. The question is, again, do you want the mark of the beast, or do you want the mark of the King of all kings? Let me read. Here's the mark of the beast. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his name, or on his head, the names of blasphemy. Now, the mark of the beast, I saw him having on his head the names of blasphemy. Now, it's very ironic that the writers would place in the very next chapter the shem, or the mark, of the Father. This is the mark you've got to have. You've got to have a mark. It's a mark, a must. And we have that message recorded in our archives on oneyahweh.com. Now, all you have to do is go to oneyahweh.com, and you'll find, if you will, you'll find the messages there, a mark, a must. We have a lot of scripture given for you to find out that there's a way that seems right, and then there is a way that is right. A lot of people have gone into the way that seems right. Now, they swear to this name simply because they can read it in, if you will, the Revised King James Bible. Now, what do we mean by revised? That means it's been altered, changed, added to, or taken from. Now, you know the penalty for adding to or taking from. And I stood, this is Revelations chapter 14, verse 1, and I stood and I saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion. With him, 144,000, having his Father's name written upon their foreheads. Now, I could truly say under Strong's number 8034 that they had the shem written in their forehead. The shem. What does that mean? It means a mark, a memorial of an individual. Somebody had the name of the Heavenly Father written in their forehead. Now, question. What is the name of the Heavenly Father? Now, you've got one guess to get it right, or you'll forever get it wrong. Now, if you had to make that decision tonight, what name would you opt out for? Would you opt for a name that seems right? Would you go with a name that is accepted around the world as the true name? Or would you take the name that is hated, the name that is despised, the name that is not accepted? It's not the norm, it's the exception. Or would you take the name that's accepted and reject the name that was set at naught of the builders? Now, this is the stone. That's what we're talking about. The word stone is Shem, or Ben, son, or mark. You see, a son is a mark or a shem of his father. The father had a name. The son said in John 5:43, "I am come in my father's name." Now, if the father's name was Jehovah, as the revised King James Bible states, would you opt out for having the name of Jehovah in your forehead? Would you take a chance on that being the name or the shem or the mark that you're going to be identified in the day of judgment? Now remember, it's going to be important. You've got to have the correct name. You're not going to have time to come back to earth and to redo. When you stand before Him, the Bible says you will, after the books is open, give an account for the things written in the book. Now, what is it written? Well, approximately 6,823 times alone. We have told you this many times before and tell you again tonight at the Tabernacle Festival that the name of Yahweh is written 6,800 and the 30 times, or 6,823 times, I'm sorry, 23 times approximately in the old parchment alone. 6,823 times. Now, would you want to deny that and go with Jehovah? You say, well, Jehovah's, that's the one that's written in there. Buddy, I can read it and the book of Isaiah 12:2, or in the book of Exodus 17:5. Well, ladies and gentlemen, although they put Jehovah in place of, instead of, you see, they don't want to sign His name properly. They don't want to be called by His name. Now, they will worship a false name under the influence and the inspiration of Satan. Satan is wanting the glory and the praise, and he don't care how he gets it. If, for instance, if he can change the Creator's true mark of identity, if, for instance, that he can change the name of Yahweh to Jehovah, would he not accomplish his mission to deceive those that dwell upon earth by the name of blasphemy? Isn't that what the Bible says? You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, I'd have to say that the name of Jehovah is in the Bible, and that's a name I'm going to use. You hear preachers use it all the time. You hear Jehovah Witnesses swear by it. And they go out and do missionary work. They take their women out. drop them out of their automobiles, and they go from door to door carrying their little sales satchel, peddling the Watchtower magazine in favor of the true name that they're against. They have Jehovah. And in favor of the true name that is against Jehovah, and the Bible said, choose this day who you'll serve. Are you going to serve Yahweh? Or are you going to serve the devil? Are you going to be deceived by the power of the devil? Or are you going to be drawn astray by the power and the deceptive lies of the seam riders? There is a way again that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. What is in a name? Well, a name that is above every name has the name of the Heavenly Father. It is used sparingly by the writers of the Scriptures. The Jews thought it was too holy. But Yahweh's name has always been in the Scripture. Yahweh's name is the greatest name in the universe. There is not a name in the Bible that will endure like the name of Yahweh, although they've taken it out. Today, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, in many translations, the name Yahweh is enduring forever. Now, let's read Psalms 135, verse 13. Thy name, O Yahweh, endures forever. And thy memorial, or your mark, O Yahweh, throughout generations. That didn't say throughout generations. It says throughout all generations. He's Alpha, Omega. He is the beginning, and he is the end. Deuteronomy 28. And you know, we spent today in our Bible study in the book of Deuteronomy. We read the whole chapter in the present. That's what the Bible said to do. When you come together and you keep your festivals, read my law to the brethren and the sisters. We read today the whole book of Deuteronomy. Listen to this one. Deuteronomy 28, verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the laws of this law, or the words of this law, that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your Elohim, or Yahweh, your God, as you would read it in the King James. You would read it as Lord God. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is not Lord, and he's not a God. His name is Yahweh, and he's a Father. He's an eternal one. Psalms 99, verse 3. Let them praise thy name, thy great name, and your terrible name, for it is holy. Psalms 111, verse 9. He sent redemption. Now, the same word of redemption is connected to the word salvation. And the Bible says there's salvation only in one name. Let them praise thy name. It's terrible, and it is holy, because you sent redemption to your people. And to your people, you have commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you know this or not, but the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of Yahweh been a strong tower. The righteous now, only the righteous run into this name. Now, those who are not righteous will take any name. Those that are deceived, thinking his name is Jehovah, written in the scriptures, will find that that name is deceptive. It is a deceptive name that are used daily by ministers. When they get in the Bible, they'll say, and his name Jehovah. Well, there happens to be a Bible written to correct the error of preachers. Now, when you have to correct a preacher, get pretty bad. Bad enough to prick these silly women, get out here with a little satchel, carrying a Watchtower magazine, and promoting the name of Jehovah. That is silly. A bunch of silly women running around promoting. You'll see one or two men. They'll usually stay in the background or drive the getaway car. You know, they go in, and the Bible says, when these people come into your presence, that you are not to wish them into your home, and neither wish them God's speed. You're not to even to support by buying their magazines when they come to you with a false name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to declare to you by the authority of the living word set for the defense of the gospel that Jehovah is a hybrid name. Now, I have conclusive evidence written by the King James folks of the Nelson printers of the Bible, the King James. We have on record scholars of the King James Bible by the New Open Bible that they say that Jehovah is not the true pronunciation of the ancient name of the Father. Now, if that's not the ancient name of the Father, pray tell me what is. Remember I told you that there is a name of blasphemy? Remember I told you that the name, the Shem, it's the name in Hebrew is Shem. It means a mark or authorization to use this name. Anybody who uses a false name comes under the name of blasphemy. Remember, the beast had on its heads the names of blasphemy. Remember, the Father's only got one name. And by one name are you all baptized into one body. Most church speaking Western churches use in the New Testament, they change from Jehovah God in the Old Testament to Jesus God in the New Testament. Now, is that right? Again, error for error. There's an eye for an eye here, and there's also a tooth for a tooth. It will be expected of you in the day of judgment when the books are opened and the true name revealed. Now, listen to what the Son said in John 5:43. To prove to you that the Son in the Old Testament was the Son in the New Testament, who was the Father in the Old Testament, who was the Father in the New. There's no Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's only one who bears all of these titles in one name. By one name are you all, baptized into one body. Now here's the dilemma, or here's the shim, or here's the mark. Be careful what name you're baptized in. If you're not baptized in the true name, you are surely baptized in the name of blasphemy. Oh, it sounded good. Many churches use these false names. Even the Jehovah Witness will not use the name Jehovah in water baptism. And the Bible requires you to be baptized in the name of the Father. And if they believed that his name was Jehovah, they would have enough the faith as prophets of Baal, which is the way I see them, they would have enough faith to get baptized in the name of Jehovah. They're baptized in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They've incorporated the unholy triune Trinity and made it a shim or a mark that they baptize people, saying, "We baptize you in the name of the Father." I never use his name. The Nation Bible rendition or edition, it tells you that the name Jehovah is erroneous and was never meant to be put into the Bible, the King James Bible of the 1611, as Jehovah. Somebody made a mistake. Well, instead of correcting the mistake and changing the mark into Yahweh's awesome name, they deny the name of Yahweh and keep their own tradition. Well, what about the people that don't use Jehovah, but they believe that Jesus is God, and that Jesus is the Father, Jesus is the Son, and Jesus is the Holy Ghost? Again, they're referring to three individuals with the same name. Now, they're getting close, but no cigar. We're not pitching horseshoe here. First of all, there's never one reference scripture in the old parchment anywhere that says that Jesus is the Father. Now, I'm going to repeat that. There is not one scripture in the King James Bible that says that Jesus is the Father in the Old Testament. Now, if they can't prove Jesus in the Old Testament, why are they trying to prove him in the New? If Jesus' name does not exist in the old parchment, why, pray tell me, is that name used in the New Testament? Is it a manufactured name? And the proof, after reviewing the Bible, will tell you that Jesus is a manufactured name. I'm going to prove that to you. Take my challenge in the word test. Don't believe me. Believe the word. The name J-E-S-U-S cannot be read in the original King James Bible. I'm going to repeat that. The name Jesus never did even start with a J. There was no J's in the 1611 Bible. Now, what name did they use in 1611? Well, that's for you to figure out. It certainly wasn't Jesus. But over the years, the involvement of this mark has been placed upon millions of people. And the Bible says that Satan would deceive the very elect with the name of blasphemy and place this mark or this name or this shim upon the forehead, that's the area where you believe, where you've come to magnify Yahweh. Listen to me in Psalms 138, verse 2. I will worship toward your holy temple. I will praise your name for the loving kindness and for the truth, for you have magnified your word and your name above all. Now, what name did David magnify? Did he call him Jesus? Is it ever recorded anywhere in Scripture that David called on the name Jesus or the name Jehovah? And the answer is unequivocally no. He never did call on the name of Jehovah or Jesus. Listen to this one. Psalms, again, David, the instructor, Psalms 1, verse 1, 48, verse 13, let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. Excellently, His name is exalted above all the names in the earth. That is His name, exalted above every name. Jehovah, you just won't do. Jesus, you just won't do. It's a second-rate, invented, evolved name that was never written in the original tongue. Yahweh is the ancient name, 6,823 times alone, His name is Yahweh. It's above every name. Listen to this one. Psalms 66, verse 2. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praises glorious. Psalms 79, verse 9. Help us, O Elohim, of our salvation, for the glory of Your name has delivered us. Deliver us and purge away our sins for Your name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous again run into it and are saved. We're teaching you this name at the festival. Here in the King's Gate Inn, tonight, we declare the name of Yahweh above every name. We play heritage to no other name. We claim heritage to no other name. That at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Listen to this one. Psalms 52, verse 9. I will praise You forever because You have done it. And I will wait on Your name, for it is good before Your saints. Wait on the name of salvation. They waited and salvation came. It didn't come in a Greek Latin name. It came in a Hebrew name. Jesus is Greek Latin. Jehovah is Latin. Ladies and gentlemen, we should never use a substitute for the shem. We could receive the mark of the beast without even knowing it. The people that were deceived thought that they were in the right name. Churches around the world sing about Jehovah, but they sing about a false name. His name never was Jehovah. I'm calling on all of you Jehovah Witnesses to acknowledge Pastor Buddy's truth tonight. Come on out and confess it. You know it's true, and you know I'm preaching the truth. You know in your Bible, when you use the name, you say, well, that was His Hebrew name, and Jesus is His English name, or Jehovah is His English name. That's a lie. You know it's a lie. You perpetrate this lie, you tell it, and you prop it up with other lies to amend it or to make believe that you've got somebody fooled. You don't have Pastor Buddy fooled because Pastor Buddy knows, along with those who do know, that names are not translated. Names are transliterated sound for sound. In the English language, His name is Yahweh. In the Greek language, His name is Yahweh. In the Hebrew language, His name is Yahweh. Sound for sound, His name above all names is Yahweh. Listen to this one. I will freely sacrifice to You. For I will praise Your name, O Yahweh, for it is good. Now, what if I was to change that, like a Jehovah's Witness? or a Jesus only. You Jesus only better set up and take notes. Pastor Buddy preached Jesus only for 30 years. So I know a little bit of what you believe and what you teach. You teach the Godhead of oneness. That the God of the Old Testament in reality is the God of the New Testament. And then you take the name of Jesus in the New Testament and try to back it up and prove it's the name of the Father in the Old Testament. You know that. That won't work. That won't get the job done. You're going to have to sit down, reevaluate your position, and change the mark in your forehead. Don't receive a mark of the beast. Don't receive a false counterfeit name. Joshua, chapter 7, verse 8. O Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turns their back before the enemy? How would you, or why would you, preach Jesus in the New Testament and try to prove Him in the Old when Jesus is never in the Old Testament? Because the name Yahweh is. Why do you Christians that profess to be Christians, why do you take the Shem, the name, and pervert it? And refuse to call on it until you get happy and you use the exclamation of hallelujah. What are you saying when you say that? You're saying, like in Psalms 93:3, let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. It's a great name. It's a terrible name. In Jeremiah 44, therefore hear the word of Yahweh, O Judah, that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah and all the land of Egypt, saying, the Master Elohim liveth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take His name in your forehead and learn of Him, then you're learning of the greatest name in the universe. If you will not see the name of Yahweh, then you can't see the evidence that's set before you. Let me read you here in the book of Revelations. In chapter 21, ladies and gentlemen, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, see the booth of Elohim. The booth is the word of English, is with men. The tabernacle, or the booth, is what we're keeping, the Feast of Booths, or tabernacle. The tabernacle is with man, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Yahweh himself shall be with them, and shall be their Elohim. And Elohim shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former matter has passed away. Notice this. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Tau. The Alpha and the Omega in the Greek. The beginning and the end. To the one who thirsts, I shall give of the fountain of the water of life. The one who overcomes shall inherit all this. I shall be his Elohim, and you shall have me as your creator. Ladies and gentlemen, is it any wonder why the Yahweh tabernacle is with man? That means in your forehead you have the shem, the mark. It's in your forehead. It's in your mind. Here we'll end the program tonight with this thought in mind as we read in the 22nd chapter, and we're going to start at the 21st verse, or the first verse of the 22nd chapter. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal. It was coming down from the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. That 12 fruits of fruits are from the 12 tribes of Israel. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the 12 tribes, not the nations of the world. The word nation is wrongly translated here. This means the 12 tribes of Israel. And to the 12 tribes only was he sent. And no longer shall there be any curse. And the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in the city, and his servants shall serve him. Where's the city going to be? On earth. I saw New Jerusalem coming down from God, Yahweh, out of heaven. This is the mark or the shem that's in the forehead of them with understanding. And they shall see his face, and his name, his mark, his shem, shall be upon their foreheads. Oh, happy day when Yahweh washed my sins away, when he took me to that river, and he laid me down in the name of Yahweh. You know what the commandment is? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. Not the name of Lord, not the name of God, not the name of Jehovah, not the name of Jesus, but in the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower. And they that run into it are blessed. Now, again, as we read in the 20th chapter, or the 20th verse of the 22nd chapter, let's read. And this bears witness of these matters, and I say, yes, I am coming speedily. Amen. Yes. Come, Master Yahweh, come and redeem your children who have the shem, or the mark, in their name, your name, in their forehead. I am called by the heavenly family name. What's the heavenly family's name? You say Jehovah. The Jehovah Witnesses would call the Heavenly Father's name Jehovah. That's an error. You have made a grave mistake. You will never inherit anything in the name of Jehovah. It's a false, erroneous, untried, untested name of truth. The name that's above every name is tested and tried and proven 6,823 times. What about the name Jesus? We've got literally millions of people that bow down to the name of Jesus. I have already proven to you that Jesus' name was not even in the original 1611 Bible. And yet you bow to it. You've been, like me, you've been handed, you went out and bought your Bible and it said, the Holy Bible. You didn't think nobody would change it, and yet The Bible warns you that men will, that men can, and that men would. And they did. The translators, they changed his name, Yahweh, over to Lord. Every time you see Lord, if I'm not telling y'all the truth, if you'll do your homework, you know that you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you're lazy and trifling, you believe what your preacher said, you can believe a lie and be damned, and Satan's ministers have filled the pulpits of America's churches. That's what's wrong with America tonight. There's no truth and no prophet. They will not tell you the truth for the love of money. For the love of money, they will destroy your soul because you love easy, traditional sayings that don't cross and cause arguments in your home. I know this message tonight will upset wives. It will cause the wives to kick their husbands out. And it will cause the wives to be mistreated by their husbands who do not understand the faith. It will cause men to be hated by their wives and cast out. Yahweh didn't come to bring perfect union and all these happy-go-lucky tales that you hear in the church world. Yahweh didn't come to work all these miracles and signs that you see in the church world. The Bible said they will work signs and miracles and wonders and would deceive the very elected Pope. I know this is hard. But let me tell you what Yahweh came to do. He came to bring division. If you love your wife better than you love Yahweh, then your wife is your God. If you love your husband better than you love Yahweh, then your husband is your God. And every man seek his own soul salvation. If you have an unbelieving wife that's not willing to live with you under the condition that you set before as me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh, then what are you to do? If you have an unbelieving wife and she's willing to live with you, and I don't believe she would be, ain't no woman could live with me if she didn't believe in Yahweh. Because light and darkness has no fellowship. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have patience, you can witness to them, but if Yahweh don't change them, you never will. If you compromise and give in to them, you'll never change yourself to the condition that Yahweh can use you. You're weak and undone, you've sold out, and you don't have a friend in Yahweh. If you're a friend of this world, you're an enemy to Yahweh. And if you're an enemy to Yahweh, you certainly ain't his friend. Choose this day what mark, what shem is in your forehead. What is it? Is it Yahweh? Or is it the wide way? You see, if you're in Yahweh's name, you're with a few. You're at the Festival of Tabernacles. You're at the King's Gate Inn. We are with a few good men and women that love Yahweh. We don't have any Jehovah Witnesses here that I know of. We don't have a soul here baptized in Jehovah's name. We don't have a soul here that has the shem or the mark of Jesus in their forehead. And we know that there's a lot of people that did have it. It was surgically removed by repentance and remission of sins. And the true name, the magnificent name of Yahweh, has replaced the names of Baals, the names of fictitious gods, fictitious lords, and make-believes by these so-called preachers who promise you liberty, who promise you salvation, and they themselves are the servants of corruption. Now, let me give my address tonight, and we'll tell you a little bit about the festival going on here at Sweetwater, Tennessee. My address tonight is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 546. I can't remember that post office. 568. That's correct. Thank you, John. That's Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater. Remember, Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. That's Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now, let's make that 74. I'll get that right in a minute. Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, with the zip 37874. All right, we got it. John says we got it. All right. It's a new address even for Pastor Buddy. We'll get used to it as time goes along, and we hope that you'll write this down. I need to hear from me. We'd like to hear from me. If you receive the radio broadcast over worldwide, WWRB 3.185, if you listen by shortwave, or if you listen by simulcasting live on worldwide Internet, a privilege of the production facilities of the WWRB, Brother Dave and the staff have made an excellent choice by choosing worldwide Internet to listen to WWRB, especially if you listen to the Shepherd's Call. I know that some of my teachings would rub you wrong. If you're sitting in a Christian church, as I did for many years, claiming to be a Christian, supporting a name I couldn't read but I didn't know it, deceived but I didn't know it, thinking I was right in the same right way, I didn't know it, I had the shim of a name in my forehead that wasn't the true mark. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have the name above every name. I can prove it 6,823 times. His name alone is Yahweh. It's a name above all names. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and by Brother Paul out of the great state of Michigan. We'll give you their numbers later. If you'd like information concerning the products that they offer you, please call me. Call me at area code 423-259-0606. Now, we don't have a landline phone here at this moment. We will perhaps get one later. Right now, we've been so busy with moving in and getting settled in. We still got stuff in storage. We don't have our furniture set up yet. People sitting around on stools and boxes and stuff like that, and listen to the broadcast tonight. And we love everyone that has sacrificed, that has supported the festival, have supported the Kingsgate Inn property. It's a gorgeous, beautiful property. Come next May when we have Passover and visit us. We're friendly. We're not as radical as you might think, although we do seem to be radical. We're not. We're just common, good country people. We're not stuck up. We don't have the big head. We are just common, everyday people of Yahweh. We love Him with all of our heart, all of our soul. But we've decided to go all the way with Yahweh. We don't cut no corners. We don't make no excuses for those that do. We stand on the premises of the truth of the gospel to which we are set forth and sworn to defend. That at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. Every forehead that's got the knowledge of the name of Yahweh in their forehead, that is called by His name, that has set forth the revelation of truth in the name of salvation. Everybody that thinks that any name has got salvation, Jesus, Jehovah, or Yahshua, even the name Yahshua is deceptive. When they try to give you the name Yahshua as a salvational name, you reject it. It's not a salvational name. The name Yahshua was a common name mentioned 3 or 4 times that belonged to other people in the Bible. The one that came had a name above every name. That had the name of Yahweh. It was Yahweh that came in a flesh body, regardless of what these lying, demonic people say that He wasn't Yahweh. He was Yahweh, and salvation is in His name. We preach and repentance and the Shem in the name of Yahweh, the name above every name. Well, Yahweh bless you, ladies and gentlemen, and we're coming up on the departure hour here. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRP 3.185, when, again, we'll have the message of the hour on WWRP 3.185. I'd like to send covenant greetings to a good brother up in the great state of Wisconsin tonight, Brother Don. We'd like to send a covenant greetings to Brother Mark, our sponsor tomorrow night, and Sister Audrey. Man, how they worked. I guess they was wore out. They cooked for everybody and waited, along with Virginia and Miss Jan and some of the sisters here and brothers that waited on us. They spent hundreds of dollars to feed us and to make us happy and content. Today, man, we just eat and rejoice and read the law in the tenth day and sit there and rejoice. We'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.